Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Today is the hearing before the Court of the Judiciary regarding Chief Justice Roy Moore of the Alabama Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about it in Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, Matt, from the very beginning, this has always been a politically motivated assault against Chief Justice Roy Moore to simply remove him from the bench whenever there's a charge of any kind filed against any judge in Alabama. Alabama is the only state in the country that requires the judge to be removed pending the trial. And we're asking for these baseless charges to be dismissed.
Well, Matt, the focus of the JIC charge, of course, was Chief Justice Moore's January 2016 administrative order, just a 3.5-page order where he plainly stated, "I am not at liberty to provide any guidance to Alabama probate judges on the effect of Obergefell on the existing orders of the Alabama Supreme Court. That issue remains before the entire court, which continues to deliberate on the matter." He never ordered the probate judges to disregard the U.S. Supreme Court's marriage opinion, and that is the slanderous narrative that the JIC and the Southern Poverty Law Center have pushed. And, you know, this is completely baseless. Matt, he did exactly what by law he's required to do and is being attacked and without due process for doing so.
Well, in fact, the JIC is not only the it's kind of an odd situation in Alabama because you have, like in a state court situation, you have a grand jury. And the grand jury listens to facts and they decide whether to issue an indictment. And then when the indictment happens, it turns over to the prosecutor and the grand jury is not involved at all. But in Alabama, the Judicial Inquiry Committee is, or commission, is like the grand jury. They're supposed to be looking at facts. But when they also issue a charge, they become the prosecutor. So the grand jury is now the prosecutor, and the prosecutor is the former legal director of the Southern Poverty Law Center, which filed the complaint. So it's an incestuous relationship that's taking place in Alabama. So this so-called grand jury, if you will, comes up with a concocted charge regarding an administrative order that is under the jurisdiction of the Alabama Supreme Court. It is not the prerogative of the Judicial Inquiry Commission to rule on legal issues that is outside of its authority. But it concocted the charge. It issued the charge. Chief Justice Roy Moore is automatically removed. Then they hire the former legal director of the Southern Poverty Law Center, which issued the complaint in the first place, to prosecute. So it is a fraudulent system that is politically motivated without question. And so we have been asking from the very beginning for this baseless charge to be dismissed.
You know, I think it's an example of, you know, God talks about it in his word, not if you have trials, but when you have trials. And Chief Justice Moore, who is a godly man, who's only doing his job and following God's law this whole time, is obviously facing the opposition because of that. And what a privilege it is to be able to represent him, because we are setting a precedent, you know, that corruption will not win. You know, it's God that will win in the end.
You know, and this is the problem here in Alabama. One, that you have this automatic removal, no matter what the charge is. And that's the only state in the country that does it. So the Chief Justice has been removed from all of the cases, literally has been locked out of the third floor of the Alabama Supreme Court because of this baseless charge. Secondly, there is no quick, expeditious result here. You have to go through this long process. When this JIC issues the charge, in this case, they did it based upon an administrative order in which, Matt, you just read from it, the Chief Justice did not direct the probate judges to disregard the Supreme Court of the United States opinion. He said, "I am not at liberty to give advice on this issue. The case is currently pending before the Alabama Supreme Court, and the court will ultimately issue a ruling at some point in the future," which it did 2 months later.
So, as we've said before, the process is the penalty. So the Southern Poverty Law Center and the JIC get together. They appoint a Southern Poverty Law Center prosecutor, a clear conflict of interest. They abuse the process here outside of due process in order to penalize, to remove this justice without any evidence, without any proof, without anything, just arbitrarily remove him and prevent him from doing his duty as the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. And so apparently, you know, they wanted him to disobey the process, the Alabama Supreme Court, and take matters into his own hands, which he could not do. So it's worse than baseless, Matt. I you know, in my opinion, there should be sanctions here.
Yeah, I mean, there should be sanctions against the JIC because the JIC has no authority in this particular area. And they are coming after a single justice because they don't like who he is. They don't like his judicial philosophy. They want him to be a cheerleader for same-sex marriage and for judicial activism. And when he is not, then they come after him. And they're coming after him for an administrative order. Now, it is very clear. I mean, it is undisputable who has authority over a chief justice's administrative order. It's the Alabama Supreme Court. And through history, when a chief justice issues an administrative order, there have been occasions when the other eight justices have disagreed with that order and they've modified it, they've reversed it, or they set it aside. In fact, even in the chief justice's own history, he issued an administrative order one time when they were having budget crises in Alabama that affected all the judges and the staff, and he issued an administrative order regarding pay raises. Well, the other eight justices modified that administrative order because they didn't want that same provision to apply to them. So he came back and issued a modified administrative order. That's who has authority over the Chief Justice's administrative order. And when the Chief Justice issued this order, January 6, 2016, what did the Alabama Supreme Court do? Nothing. They didn't protest it. They didn't modify it. They didn't set it aside. They're the ones that have the authority, not some judicial inquiry commission that also is comprised of three non-lawyers that are not versed or trained in the law. So it is clear that this is a political witch hunt.
You know, on the other hand, though, it's been so encouraging to see the support from the people. They've been flooding the offices with emails and calls in support of the Chief Justice. So this is an opportunity for us today to pray, as you go to court to represent him, that God's justice will prevail.
Yeah, pray for this particular group. It's a 9-member panel, and there are judges and lawyers on that panel, but there's also non-lawyers on that panel, and that's okay if you're deciding facts. If, for example, in a situation where a judge gave a bribe to, or received a bribe, I should say, from somebody who was being tried in front of them, well, you could look at the facts. Did they give a bribe? Did they not give a bribe? Did they mail it? Did they put it in his bank account? Did they buy him a big house? Whatever it is, those are facts that whether you're a lawyer, a judge, or a non-lawyer, you're able to make. In this case, it's clear that it is way beyond their jurisdiction and their competency.
These are matters of law, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's matters of law. Over which they have no authority. So, you know, this is a bigger issue than Chief Justice Roy Moore. It's certainly involving him. But the Southern Poverty Law Center, Matt, has also filed a complaint against another Associate Justice, Tom Parker. They want him to be removed as well because he made a comment on a radio program after the Supreme Court ruling criticizing its legal underpinning or lack thereof. And if that comes down, then he'll be removed as well.
That's lawfare. That's an abuse of the judicial system.
Absolutely.
Well, they're trying to pick off all of these justices at the Alabama Supreme Court whom they don't like. And the JIC is in the SPLC's pocket, unfortunately. So pray for this case that we ultimately will prevail. We're before the Court of the Judiciary. And this is the body that is the agency that ultimately hears these matters. And then from there, it goes back to the Alabama Supreme Court, which would have to be constituted with an entirely new panel of justices. But hopefully, you know, we don't want to have to even go that far. We believe it's so clear we should win at the Court of the Judiciary. So pray for this case. Pray for Chief Justice Roy Moore. Pray for our other cases involving Associate Justice Tom Parker. And for more information about how you can be involved in Liberty Council, go to Liberty Council's webpage, lc.org. Matt Barber, by the way, has a brand new book that we're offering called Hating Jesus. You can get that book at lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.